right, Misty, we're going to be talking to your homie.
Neo.
I mean, he my homie too, but, you know, you over here getting moist all that.
Oh, him. Not.
Sorry.
You know, I don't know about over Neo. I might have some crushes.
Neo, what up, big bro?
Where you at, Neo?
I am in New York.
So we heard that your new track list just was released with what is coming up on your album, which will be in stores in January.
Mm-hmm. January 27th, to be exact. Yeah, January 27th, 2015. Nonfiction will be in stores. It's available for pre-order right now if you go to iTunes or you can go to my website, neothegentleman.com. Hey, man, I'm excited. I'm excited I'm finally done with this.
What's been taking so long, man?
You know what? I'm trying to find the line between being a perfectionist and just being nitpicky. You know what I mean? I realized through this process that, you know, there's different and then there's better. You know, I can always listen to a song and hear something that I could have done different, but that don't always necessarily mean that it's going to be better. So, you know, it's some songs that I went in on, and, you know, just to change some stuff, and some of it came out really good. And then there was other songs that I went in and changed some stuff only to go right back to what I had initially in the first place.
Being a perfectionist, huh? So you teamed up with Schoolboy Q, T.I., Pitbull, David Guetta, just to name a few. I'm sure you probably can't pick a favorite song. It's like picking a favorite child.
To be honest with you, I've always felt like that was kind of conceited. I mean, okay, imagine, like, well, I don't know. I guess it'd be different for if you was a fan of that person or whatever the case may be. But I just always felt like if I ever got to lay down with my favorite female artist and she turned on some of her own music, I might feel, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'll still get it in, but I might
turn
feel
up
way. Now, like, really? That's what you're gonna do right now? But if it's by request, the songs that have been requested, you know, you get your Mirrors, you get your Say It, you know, stuff like that. It'd normally be those two that get the most requests.
Out of all the artists you don't work with, man, who is, like, the best? You work with this artist that had the greatest experience of all time.
That's another difficult one, because I've been blessed to where I haven't worked with any just real jerks yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Everybody that I work with has been real, real cool. Like beyond cooler than I thought they was going to be. You know what I mean? Like, Mary J. Blige, and just how those sessions become, you know, therapy sessions. We sit and talk about life and love and everything else. And then, you know, we get it in and do the music, and it just comes out that much better. Celine Dion, where I just knew that she was going to walk in with a million handlers and people throwing roses at her feet or whatever the case may be, and she came in some sneakers and a baseball cap, like, let's get it. You know what I mean? It's just,
oh, wow.
Everybody was just completely other than what I expected them to be, but in a good way.
All right, the homie Neo hanging out with Big Bink and Misty Jordan. Today you got a question for him, call us, 821-1075. You can hop on our Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram. Add us at Power1075, and we'll ask the homie for you.
More with Neo in about 10 minutes.
It's Big Bink and Misty Jordan in the morning. All right, if you're just tuning in, the homie Neo is checking in on the show. Hey, man, go and introduce the new joint, man, with you and Juicy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Neo, and this is my present single from my forthcoming album, Nonfiction. This is She Knows, featuring Juicy J. Power 107.5.